From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP is hoping to ramp up its collection of oil from the containment dome over the leaking well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. But Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says no matter how successful that effort is, some oil will keep gushing into the Gulf until the well can be plugged in late summer at the earliest. And even after that, he says, there will be huge amounts of oil to deal with.
There will be oil out there for months to come. This will be well into the fall. This is a siege across the entire Gulf.
Allen on CBS's Face the Nation. Allen briefs President Obama and the cabinet on the federal response to the oil spill today. In Florida, inspectors are being trained in how to sniff out oysters, shrimp, and other seafood that have been tainted by the oil. One of the trainers is William Mahan of the University of Florida.
We started out sniffing different samples of oil to just sort of train our nose and mind to recognizing it.
Mahan says the human nose is better than any high-tech device at detecting tainted seafood. An Israeli Navy patrol has shot and killed at least four Palestinian militants wearing diving gear off the coast of the Gaza Strip today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem that Israeli aircraft also struck at a target in northern Gaza.
In a statement, the Israeli military said its naval forces spotted what it called a squad of terrorists wearing diving suits and opened fire. Palestinian hospital workers later said four bodies were recovered. Israel said the squad, quote, was on its way to execute a terror attack, but did not say what evidence it has to support that. Palestinian sources say the divers were on a training mission for the Al-Aqsa Brigade, a militant group linked to the Palestinian Fatah movement. Separately, the Israeli Air Force launched a strike on what it said was a terrorist squad preparing to fire rockets into Israel from the northern Gaza Strip. Palestinians said a number of people were wounded in the airstrike, including civilians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Two New Jersey men are set to appear in federal court today after being arrested over the weekend at New York's JFK Airport. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the two allegedly were trying to leave the U.S. to join an extremist group in Somalia that's linked to Al-Qaeda.
The investigation into 20-year-old Mohammed Alessa and 26-year-old Carlos Almonte began more than 4 years ago. That's when law enforcement received a tip that the two were allegedly growing more interested in radical Islam. An undercover officer with the New York Police Department began recording hours of conversations between the suspects. They allegedly talked about various ways to attack Americans and other non-Muslims, both here in the U.S. and abroad. They eventually decided to join al-Shabaab, an Islamic militia in Somalia linked to al-Qaeda, so they could train for battle. Al-Shabaab is the same group that recruited more than two dozen young Somalis from the Minneapolis area to fight in Somalia over the past 2 years. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Stock futures are trading in a narrow range in advance of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is NPR News from Washington. The police chief of an Ohio community devastated by a tornado over the weekend says his town looks like a war zone. The twister raked across a 7-mile-long path south of Toledo, destroying at least 50 homes. In Millbury, Ohio, Scott Conley says he helped rescue family members from one crumpled home but was unable to locate the father of the family who died.
You just couldn't find him, you know. We looked for hours, and we couldn't find him. I just feel terrible.
Conley says the man apparently ran upstairs to get a flashlight and could not make it back out in time. The Boston Celtics have won a game on the road to even the NBA championship series with the Los Angeles Lakers at one game apiece. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Celtics down the Lakers 103-94, led by hot shooting guard Ray Allen.
Ray Allen sank 8 3-point shots last night. It set an NBA Finals record for a single game, and it shouldn't have been a surprise. In Game 1 of the Finals last week, Allen had no long-range three-pointers in Boston's loss. His coach, Doc Rivers, says Allen then did what any self-respecting shooter would do.
He took a million shots. You know, it's no coincidence that the great shooters are great shooters. They work on it more.
Allen scored 27 of his 32 points in the first half. In the second, the kid took over. 24-year-old point guard Rajon Rondo put on another dazzling display with crowd-wowing ball fakes, key baskets, and rebounds. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Chicago Blackhawks have taken a 3-2 lead in the National Hockey League Championship Series, defeating the Philadelphia Flyers 7-4 last night in Chicago. That puts the Blackhawks one win away from their first Stanley Cup since 1961. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.